The Outpost Radio on Demand. Here's Art Young from the Outpost Magazine.
Hey, this is Art Young. I'm the editor of the Outpost Magazine. And this issue of the Outpost on Demand features a husband and wife team whom you may have seen on the popular show Brotherhood Outdoors on the Sportsman Channel, but they do a whole lot more than that. Daniel Lee Martin and Julie McQueen are the driving forces behind Backroads Productions. They have devoted their lives to creating cutting-edge television programming on national networks, and for 13 seasons they produced award-winning outdoor TV shows and remain completely immersed in all those details. Welcome to the Outpost, guys.
Thank you.
Boy, you hit that right on the head.
Well, I'm glad to have you guys. Julie, let's do ladies first. I mean, you're a former model who I read actually taught yourself how to hunt. You got a degree in psychology and a pilot's license. How'd you get interested in hunting and fishing in your spare time?
Well, yeah, all of those things are true. As you can, I mean, just by the list, you just kind of, you know, read off.
Everything.
Yeah, I like to do extreme things in life. I'm all about adventure and fun and, you know, keeping things fresh and trying new things. So yeah, when I got to the age where I was old enough to go figure out what I wanted to do, I took myself hunting, and it seemed like the right thing to do at the time. And ever since then, it's been my passion in life.
That's great. Well, did you have a parent or somebody to give you some direction, or you just kind of go out there and say, "Dad looks like a quail"?
Well, my parents are military, so they met in the Army. So I grew up around guns and firearms, and you know, I knew how to clean a gun before I knew how to do anything else. And
good. That's good training.
It is, yeah. And anyone from a military family would know just, you know, how that feels. So no, I didn't have any parent or any, you know, older person to take me hunting, and I did it the good old fashioned way. I went to a bookstore and I got some magazines and books, and I read all of the things I thought I needed to know about how to go hunting. And then I borrowed a gun, and then I borrowed some property, and I took myself whitetail hunting for the first time. And
wow.
And I actually harvested my first animal that way. I shot a really nice 12-point buck when he walked by, and then I had no idea what to do next.
Mm-hmm. I had that same problem the first time I did it.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I had an old guy that knew everything about it, so I did have somebody along to give me some direction. That's really interesting. Daniel, among other things, you are an established country music singer. What made you want to get into producing and hosting outdoor sports programs?
Oh, well, it was actually all just being at the right place at the right time, to be honest. I was eyeball deep in music, and we had just finished up recording our second album on my way to you, and I remember I was doing a lot of charity celebrity events, a lot of them that had to do with Major League Baseball, because our record label is called Chin Music Records, which is funded by Major League Baseball players for the most part.
Huh.
And I was at a golf tournament, and I actually got paired with a group that one of the guys was one of the founders of Sportsman Channel. I mean, talk about right place, right time,
wow.
Huh?
Wow. Serendipity strikes again.
I'm telling you. And we hit it off, and he was really interested in my music. And then I think we were about 2 months into the relationship, and I was in my tree stand one day down here in Tennessee, and it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I remember I had this brainstorm idea for a TV show, and I started to put the pilot and script together on my phone, and ended up leaving the woods early because I really felt like it was a really neat opportunity. And I sent it to them, and they loved it. And our first show, Backstage and Backroads, started airing in 2007. And we did a cross promotion with music. And obviously the show Backstage and Backroads is all about two huge passions of mine, and that's music and the outdoors. And so it was funny. That's how I got into the whole television side. And I've always been in the graphics side, computer graphics and things like that. So the transition over to video production seemed pretty easy, and it's just been a whirlwind. Our production company has taken off in the last year and a half in a big way, and so we're just trying to keep up right now.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I hear there is a new show on the horizon. Tell us about this.
We can't talk about it.
Oh, okay, well, we got to go then. That's all we got. That's all the time we have today, folks.
It's kind of funny. You know, our production company, we don't just produce and host the current show, Brotherhood Outdoors. We actually produce a lot of other stuff on the side, which is really fun for us because that means we get to spend pretty much every single day in the field getting our hands dirty, filming not just for our show, but for other shows and projects and commercials. And we actually have a couple other shows that we're talking with right now just to kind of feel it out, see if we can produce them. A lot of people come to us when they need to step up the quality of their programming or if they just want a fresh look. You know, it's kind of fun for them to come hire us to kind of revamp things for them a little bit. So we do have a couple things like that that are going on right now. And you know, part of the fun is the mystery behind it. You know, here in the next probably 6 months or so, there's going to be a barrage of things coming out that are really fun for us. It'll be big announcements. But right now, we can't really talk much about it yet.
Now, will you continue doing the Brotherhood show or is that going to go away?
No, I hope so. We absolutely love everything about this show and being involved in it. You know, who wouldn't love, first off, getting to spend time in the outdoors, second, getting to spend time with a deserving, you know, person, a union member, a hardworking guy who has never had the opportunity to go do a hunt like we do every single day for the most part. So that it's been a rewarding and just such a blessing to us to be able to be a part of the show. And I certainly hope that we're able to keep doing it.
Yeah, we've always said we would do the Brotherhood show forever if we could.
Yeah.
And we love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fabulous. I saw some clips and I've not seen the entirety of the show, but boy, what I saw looked like, what a great idea. I mean, what a great idea. And I know you're proud of it.
Yeah, we are. We are very proud of it. You know, we actually... what have we, 5 or 6 seasons now been doing Brotherhood Outdoors?
Yep, yep.
And we've watched it grow. It's kind of been our baby over the years. You know, we've nurtured it and grown with it, and we've seen some pretty incredible stories come out of it and success stories, and we've made friends. And I think that's really what it's all about in this industry anyways.
Mm-hmm. True.
You guys are married, as I said at the outset, and It always, people that work together, there are several people that have TV shows together, and I always wonder, is it difficult or fun working with a spouse?
It's not difficult if you really like each other.
That makes sense. I'm tracking with that.
Yeah, I would say that's the main thing. We really like each other. We spend every single day together, whether it's in the field. You know, a lot of people see us working out in the middle of nowhere together. We're behind the cameras, in front of the cameras. We own our company together. And even in our offices, in our editing suites, and where our business takes place, our offices have had a wall that's been taken out between them so we can share one huge office. So even there, we don't get personal space. So to some people, it would be horrific. They wouldn't survive a week, but we seem to do pretty well with it.
Hey, Art, can I share something with you?
Absolutely.
She followed the script perfectly. We got it right up on the wall.
Yeah, she's trained. She's a trained performer, okay? I mean,
he's actually got me duct taped to a wall here in the office right now.
It's hard to hang on to that duct tape. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, read this cue card. Read it.
Yeah. You know, I do think that, you know, They're probably, or do you do any, I mean, I just asked both of you guys, just do you do anything, you know, different to keep a relationship positive? I mean, you literally are working together every day, hours on hours. You know, is there something that you do to make that relationship still sweet, or is it just a function of you guys liking each other?
It's a mix of both. We do take moments for each other. You know, there's times when we'll be out in the backcountry for weeks at a time with no communication with anyone other than us and our crew and whoever we're out there with. And, you know, I think you form a bond in those ways. When you spend that much time around a person, then you get through things and work through things. But then we have our good moments where it's like we'll stop in the middle of a production and just look at each other and go, holy moly, can you believe we get to do this for a living? This is fantastic. And we might, you know, dance and celebrate. And every day for us you know, we work hard at it, but it's not that difficult when you just really like each other. I mean, and I think the other main thing for me anyways, I'm not speaking for both of us, but for me, you have to respect the other person a lot. You know, it's, he has strengths that pick up where I have weaknesses and vice versa. So here in the company, the production company, which is doing really well these days, I know what I'm really good at. And I know what he's really good at. And so if you keep those boundaries and let the other person grow on their own a little bit, you know, it's easy.
Yeah, I think with any marriage, the compromise is one of the strongest words. It's compromise. And then when you spend every single moment together, and that's not fabricated. I mean, it's every single moment of our lives basically is spent together. And we, you know, compromise is in compassion, you know, I get that she needs her girl time occasionally, you know, I mean, she's on the road with me for three and a half weeks. I mean, when she gets back, I encourage her to take a day off and go do some fun stuff. But the other thing too is we have so much in common. It's scary. I mean, just our likes and our dislikes and food likes and dislikes and different kinds, whatever. We just have a lot in common, and that really does help. It really does help. We have the same goal in life with our you know, our personal life first and foremost, and then with our job, which isn't really even a job. I can't even call it that. It's just a hobby.
Yeah. It's a lucrative hobby, but it's a
right.
hobby.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know,
I read
somewhere that in addition to being outdoor sportsmen and women, you guys are interested in physical fitness. I mean, it's almost time for all of those who have, you know, want to get out in the woods for hunting season. And we've been sitting around watching TV, baseball games, and drinking beer. So what advice can you give somebody who needs to get ready to get out and climb up those deer stands and do those Western hunts?
Yeah, it is something we're interested in because it helps our lifestyle to stay really fit. You know, we try to focus on it, and we've been doing that for a long time before it was really a fad or a fitness craze in our industry. I was writing fitness blogs and articles, you know, quite a few years ago when everyone thought I was crazy. And now everybody's kind of on that same bandwagon, and they see what I meant by, you know, staying fit year round keeps you from panicking when you're doing a high altitude hunt and you can't catch your breath. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I actually just wrote a series of articles for the Mueller Foundation for Western hunting and getting in shape before the hunt and then during the hunt, little tips for, you know, when you are in those high altitudes or in the backcountry and you need to, you know, focus on the hunt instead of, you know, not being able to gasp for air. So,
yeah.
I mean, as far as tips, you know, it's those little tiny things that make up a big picture. You got to get some cardiovascular exercise at least a few times a week year round, not just before hunting season.
And yeah. And we're always, we encourage everybody to, you know, don't start a month, 2 weeks before. I mean, literally start 3 months out. You know, you should be practicing with your bow and doing some different types of you know, physical activities. And that doesn't necessarily mean just going to the gym. Go out to some of the woods and walk, you know, put a heavy backpack on and put yourself in that situation. And, you know, it's just necessary for what we do. Cause you know, for the most part, Jules and I are also carrying camera gear when we're in the woods, whether we're hunting or not. And a lot of that stuff, you know, you're talking 50 pounds on your back, of camera gear. And it's just such a necessary evil almost. Well, for me, cause you know, I'd rather watch baseball games and drink beer, but and you know, another part of our life too, one of our partners, one of our new partners, Mountain Ops, is a big part of it too. It's really helped us in a lot of different ways. I haven't been in the past big supplement kind of guy to, you know, I usually just eat when I'm trying to lose weight and get healthy. I usually just eat a little bit better than I normally do and then work out. But we definitely include that in our everyday lives, and it really does help. It helps a lot.
Oh, that's great. Well, this has been very interesting, guys. I'm as we all will be waiting to hear about the new show. And Julie McQueen and Daniel Lee Martin have been our guests today on the Outpost. Best of luck with that with that show, guys, and continued success with the production company.
All right, thanks so much,
yeah,
buddy.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. This is Art Young for The Outpost, Life in the Great Outdoors. We'll talk again soon.
The Outpost Radio On Demand, from the on-demand page of theoutpostlife.com.